A months-long standoff in the Senate ended today with the clearing of a massive catch-all spending bill. By a vote of 65-28, the Senate finished the overdue package that will fund about half of the federal government's operations this year. Democrats had objected to several provisions inserted at the insistence of the White House. Those measures overturned Senate votes, and they substitute administration policies that will limit overtime eligibility and loosen restraints on media ownership.
The passage of the spending bill also puts the future of food labeling in question. Not the labels that explain nutrition, but ones that identify a product's country of origin. NPR's Allison Aubrey reports.
In the world of food marketing, geographical branding is a hit. There are Washington apples, Florida grapefruits, Iowa steaks, to name a few. Several years ago, food producers decided they'd broaden this out with a Made in the USA label. The thinking was Americans would pay a premium for food they could trust was made here. It was in this vein that Congress passed its Country of Origin Labeling Law. Lawmakers said the regulation would give farmers and retailers a competitive edge.
No, that's not the way it turned out. It turned out to be a tremendous bureaucratic nightmare.
Tim Hammonds is president of the Food Marketing Institute. He says instead of helping the industry, the law Congress passed requires grocery stores to keep 2 years' worth of records on every piece of fruit it sells, every cut of meat, and every fish product. The cost of implementing the law, according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture, would run about $3.9 billion in the first year. So Hammonds' group and a coalition of food producers decided to fight it. Today, they succeeded, much to the disapproval of Senate Democratic leader Tom Daschle, the law, often referred to as cool, will now be delayed.
That two-year delay is tantamount to killing cool, killing country of origin labeling.
Daschle says when Republican lawmakers slipped this delay into an appropriations bill, they subverted the democratic process. He says the Senate has twice voted to pass the COOL legislation because it offers consumers the kind of information they want. Senator Tim Johnson is Daschle's South Dakota colleague.
Consumers are allowed to know the origins of almost every other product they buy, their shoes, their shirts, their auto parts, you name it. It is only food that's being held a secret.
Johnson argues the country of origin labeling is needed now more than ever in the wake of the mad cow discovery.
It seems to me that particularly with the BSE phenomenon that we have now, that American consumers want to know where the food is coming from. They want to be able to make knowing choices, whether they're buying Canadian meat or buying U.S. meat.
The problem is, it's often hard to tell. Take the pork and beef industries. Many cattlemen and pig farmers import newborn animals from Canada and Mexico and then raise them on their own farms. This makes them hard to label. Republican Congressman Bob Goodlatte of Virginia helped push for the delay of COOL.
Defining what category those animals fit into is going to entail either changing practices, which will be very expensive, or harming those particular farmers that get caught in the system that has worked for them.
Goodlatte says the country of origin law has been mistaken for a food safety law, which it was never intended to be. He says the USDA is coming up with separate regulations to ensure mad cow doesn't spread. He points to the animal tracking system, now in development, as evidence. Goodlatte argues at the end of the two-year delay, Congress should make the country of origin regulations voluntary, letting food producers decide for themselves whether a Made in the USA sticker would help. Allison Aubrey, NPR News, Washington.